We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
And 101.9 FM, WFAN.
From the studios at WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Tuesday, the 16th day of April. As we get ready for a busy evening, a lot going on. Of course, the Yankees and the Red Sox are the headline. They meet for the first time this year. And after a year last year where they combined for a whole lot of wins, over 200 in the regular season, a bunch more in a championship for the Red Sox in the postseason, they are getting off to rather slow starts. The Red Sox are 6-11, haven't won a series. The Yankees are 6-9, haven't won a home series. They've been beaten by the likes of the Orioles, the Tigers, and the White Sox. They have plenty of players hurt. Now we add Bird to the list, but let's be honest about Bird, okay? If Bird had not gotten hurt, he was going to punch his ticket to the minors anyway with his hitting. I mean, he couldn't knock in a run if his life depended on it. He had been absolutely dreadful, and this is a guy that I thought was going to hit, so I'd be the first to admit that I've been wrong about Bird, and so have the Yankees. They've given him multiple chances, and nothing has worked. Ford joins the team. Mike Ford can't be worse. You know what? If he got hit by a pitch, he wouldn't be worse. I mean, that's how bad it was for Bird. The Yankee lineup won't scare anybody tonight. The Red Sox lineup hasn't scared anybody all year. The only thing about that is the two pitchers on the mound who are both getting paid a fortune don't scare anybody lately either. That's what you have. Now, take all that. Take the 6-9 start, the 6-11 start, and you know what? Sit back and relax. Because when you hear words like crucial, when you hear words like telling, when you hear words like, you know, incredibly important series, whoever said it, or if you read it, they wrote it, they said it, laugh at them. This is April 16th. April 16th. We haven't even had any days that are warm yet, okay? We are a couple of weeks into the season. Baseball is forever. I've seen Yankee teams counted out in August that have come back from 13 games to win the pennant. The idea that you're going to talk about crucial games on the 16th of April is just absolutely, just for the sake of trying to be dramatic, or just the dumbest thing that ever happened. It's baseball. They have played a handful of games. The Yankee lineup tonight has, at a minimum, four players who never expected to be here, and probably only four at the top who thought they would be everyday players, and that would be LeMahieu, who we're not even sure he would be an everyday player. Judge, Voit, and Torres we thought would be everyday players, and that's it. You then follow up with Frazier, who knows, Ursula, who cares, Gardner slowing down, Romine, backup catcher, Talkman, give me a break. Okay, that's the lineup. And you wonder why they're 6-9. I mean, there's no secret. There's a secret as to why some guys have had slow starts. There's a secret as to why some guys haven't pitched better. There's no secret as to why they have a record they have. They have missing like half the team. And I don't know every Red Sox problem. I don't know why some guys are off to slow starts. I know Sailor's having problems that are pretty obvious. Mookie Betts is one of the best players in baseball, says, I'm awful. Okay, we'll take your word for it. They have guys struggling here, there, and everywhere. Okay, it happens. We have yet to play a game in warm weather. We are still 5 weeks from Memorial Day. We are months and months from the All-Star Game or the 4th of July, which marked the halfway point of the season. Calm down and be quiet. It is the first couple of weeks of the season. Yeah, it's not pretty. Be the first to admit it. And I promise you this, Tampa, brilliantly run, superb pitching, great owner. They are not the 98 Yankees. I promise you that. They are not the 98 Yankees. So calm down. Is it going to get better? Yeah, it can't get worse. Well, I guess it could always get hurt. I mean, someone else could get hurt tonight, so I guess it could get worse. So right now, they're going to have a short two-game series. Here's what we know. Somebody has to win a game. They both can't lose both games. Right now, they might both be bad enough to lose both games, but it isn't humanly possible. So somebody's got to win a game. Most likely, we'll call it a split just for the sake of it, because neither one might be good enough to win two games in a row right now. That's just the way it is. But calm down. It's April. Not only that, it's April 16th. You won't even remember what happened on April 16th. But, you know, when you had plans for the Yankees to win 110 games and, you know, dominate from start to finish, and this isn't part of your plan. Okay, that's fine. I'm sure all these injuries weren't part of their plan either. You look at the numbers. Now, Paxton, I asked Aaron last week, and Aaron was either protecting him or he just flat lied to me, one or the other. I said, Aaron, you think he is one of these guys who's just having trouble playing here, you know, just getting acclimated here and dealing with all the things that come with the expectations, the contract, the whole deal? No, I don't believe it's anything like that. Okay. This guy's already seeing a psychiatrist. So we know it's already part of that. He's just got to calm down. He hadn't even had any pressure yet. He hadn't even been booed off the field yet for a Red Sox-Yankee game, which I promise him will come tonight if he gives up five in the first or five in the second. Although I don't know how the Red Sox could get five, so I don't know how that could happen. Sale has not exactly Cy Young numbers right now. You know, he might have some other Young numbers, but he doesn't have Cy Young numbers. As he throws the ball, you know, rather moderately, gets hit rather severely, and is 0-3 with a 9 ERA. Not exactly what you expected. I mean, when the Red Sox drew it up this year, they didn't draw it up. When the Red Sox drew it up this year, they didn't draw it up for Sale to be, you know, 0-3 with a 9. That was not part of the plan. It really wasn't. When they sat back and they laid it all out, they said, Sale, I think we'll open with a nice 0-3 with a 9. We'll take it from there as we hit Yankee Stadium. That'll be about it. We'll have Betts hitting, you know, Sale will have three strikeouts in 13, and he's actually got 8, okay? Betts will be hitting 220. You know, we can go down the list, you know. Why even bother? We get the drift, okay? Pierce is hitting 125. All right? I mean, so, hey, we know the Yankee issues. We know the Red Sox issues. They are 9. They are 6-11. The Yankees are 6-9. So be it. Calm down. Now, a lot of other things going on. Nets last night, got what I expect. I thought the Nets would get hit with a haymaker. They did early. You know, the Sixers were aggressive. They were aggressive offensively, but they weren't great defensively, and they let the Nets stay in the game with the bombs. And then the second half, they came out of the box. They were aggressive offensively. They were aggressive defensively. Nets couldn't drop a three, and they took it to the rim with abandon, let Simmons get penetration. They let, obviously, the big man make do whatever he wanted, catch it anywhere he wanted, do anything he wanted when he caught it, and they had themselves the ugliest quarter you could ever have. I mean, when you give up 51 and a quarter, you're in trouble. The head coach might have wanted to call a timeout, but, hey, maybe he had some use for him. I don't know. But, hey, it happens. They're 1-1. They got their win. They took their beating. They got to make adjustments. We go from there. You think the Sixers weren't going to show up at all? So that didn't surprise anybody. As far as the Clippers and Warriors, I only bring it up because you had the greatest comeback in history. And it means nothing to the series. More importantly, Cousins got hurt. The quad injury is probably bad enough that it'll probably keep him out of maybe even the rest of the entire playoffs. And you know what? I think blessing in disguise, because you know what it does? It allows them to go back, let their stars be stars, let their role players play roles. Instead of Durant looking around like he doesn't care and doesn't take any shots, now you put him back in his starring role, let him take his 20-something shots a night. You put everybody back in the roles they're supposed to be in. You know what? Less is more. They'll be better, I think, in the long run, having role players and stars doing exactly what they're supposed to do. This won't affect them one bit, especially in a league where there's just not anybody who can really challenge them. Unfortunately, that's the case, because I'd like to see them lose, but I don't even see anybody that can really challenge them. I mean, I'd like to think there is a team, but I don't know where they are right now. So that was an amazing comeback. They get 61 off the bench with Williams. Williams throws up, you know, shot after shot, you know, an insane comeback. I mean, 31 down third quarter on the road, win the game. That's crazy stuff. But the league's bizarre when it comes to that stuff. You know, you get a lot of swings, and that's as big a swing as we've ever had in the history of the league. That's the only reason I brought it up, because they'll probably won't win another game in the series, but still, they did have their moment. Got a lot of basketball tonight to worry about. Got some, obviously, hockey to deal with. We have the remnants of the Tiger Woods thing, day two, as, you know, depending whether you have him now winning 40 majors or scratching for his 16th, so be it. He'll be here trying to do that in a couple of weeks. Hopefully it'll be nice and warm when that happens, when they come to play at a very, very tough Bethpage Black in the middle of May here. So before you know it, they'll bring the tour to town, and we can have a little fun with that. So plenty to get to. Joe Girardi will join us today. I gave you the Yankee lineup. Let me give it to you officially because it is sponsored. The Yankee lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. And just so you can chew on it, LeMahieu, Judge, Voit, Torres, Frazier, DH, Ursula III. When he's batting there in this lineup, that's all you need to know. Gaudy, Romine, Talkman, Paxton for the Yankees against Sale. Don't have the Red Sox lineup yet. That's the Yankee lineup brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.